Told my mom I was tired. My ankles hurting me. My voice is tired. You know what my mom said to me? She said, a good life and a fruitful life is an exhausting life. Do you understand? What I'm saying to you is that you don't get here without hard work. You don't get here without real thoughts, real dedication. I said this the other night. First key is surround yourself with good people. Pour your time and energy into people that pour their time and energy into you. Stop wasting it on fucking what people are saying in your comments.
Welcome to All Things Career. Our mission is to provide the unwritten rules of success for people of color. No matter if you have a job or own a business, we want to share information and experiences we wish we knew earlier in our careers. Welcome to the All Things Career Podcast. This is your co-host, Darius Norwood, and I need to start off by apologizing. I do. It's been almost 12 months since we've had our last conversation, and that's not cool. That's on me. I take the blame. I take the responsibility, but we're getting back into the groove of things. If you listen to Kirsten's episode, you probably have a broader insight on where the hell we've been in the last year. And it's been full of burdens and blessings. That's the best short answer. But today's conversation, I'm going to give y'all insight. I'm going to let y'all know what's been going on in our lives and a status update on my career. So let's just jump in. y'all. So 12 months ago, Kirsten and I, we've lost a pillar in our lives. If you follow us on social media, you probably heard that Kirsten's mom passed away. It was tough. She was healthy, full of life. She worked her ass off. And we still can't believe it. So if you've lost anyone, a parent, a loved one, a friend, you know that there's a void that needs to be filled and our lives will never be the same. We're working to find a new normal. That's the best we can do. So when Kirsten's mom passed away, we became caregivers. So Kirsten and I, we have a special needs little sister. She's 20 years old and she has Down syndrome. But she's a bundle of joy. She looks at the world with the lens of gratitude and just excitement and youthfulness. Like she's 20 years old, but she has the heart, spirit, and the mentality of a 5, 6, or 7-year-old. So we're officially caregivers. She's our daughter, essentially. And a couple months after that, in March of this year, we now have a daughter. So I am a girl dad. So in the last 12 months, we became parents to 2 kids. And that in itself is a lot to take on. It's a lot. Just me personally, dissolving my ego, stepping up as a man and really trusting in the 3 strands that we prayed over when we got married and just knowing that Kirsten needs me in this time. Her father is no longer living and her mother is no longer living. And I'm her rock. I got to make sure that she's taken care of. And that's what we've been doing for the last 12 months, just finding a new normal in this ambiguity of a life. So now that we have 2 kids, it's finding the happy medium between parenting, being husband and wife, being friends, working, building businesses, and still trying to find our motivation and that fire that burns inside of us. I say all that to say that no matter the circumstances in our lives, we stay dedicated to each other. We stay true to each other. And it's been the worst, but best experience ever. So now that I gave you all a perspective on the trials that we've been through and the tribulations that we've been through, I need to take a step back a little bit further to tell you where we were going before Kirsten's mom passed away. So I believe this was June or July of 2022. Kirsten was offered a short-term assignment in Ireland. Yeah, EU. So all the way on the other side of the world, not the country, Craig, the world, Craig, worldwide. And it was beautiful. At the time, I was a sales and marketing manager for a PR agency. My career was, you know what I mean, increasing. I own a business development firm providing marketing services, sales services, and operational services. And I was picking up clients. And when she got this opportunity, it's a no-brainer because that means her company believed in her. They trusted in her and they were willing to invest in her international experience. And I said, yo, wheels up. Look, I put in a resignation at my job. They gave me the opportunity to pick them up as a client for my business development firm. Beautiful. Look, beautiful. Okay, cool. Picked up another client just to make sure that the cash flow was sustainable. Look, only thing we were waiting on was the visas. The day that we got the notification that the visas was approved was the day that we got a phone call that Kirsten's mom passed away. Without getting too deep into the details, Ireland had to wait. It had to. So I canceled my contracts with the clients that I had for my business development firm, which means that my savings was the only thing that we was going to be living on. Kirsten, she still had our job. They were understanding. They knew that she was grieving. They knew that she was now a new caregiver. And shout out to the benefits. They continue to pay Kirsten. And I failed to mention that Kirsten's mom also owned a landscape company, a commercial landscape company. So I thank God for the business acumen that Kirsten and I have, because all hands were on deck. We had to pick up the broken pieces to understand like what was there and what wasn't there, and how do we just maintain the business? Because in any type of acquisition, merger, or inheriting a business, like you need to understand what's there before just jumping in and just changing things, you know? So first couple months, we literally worked side by side with the employees just to understand what their day-to-day looked like. We started implementing systems and softwares to make the business a little bit more efficient. It's hilarious to just think about, because Kirsten's mom, she was working a full-time job while running this business. But let me tell y'all, when her husband passed away in 2012, she didn't make one change to the business, which is cool. You know what I mean? The business is profitable. She was doing her thing. She didn't make one change. I mean, she didn't switch over to technology, sending out mail invoices, hand delivering checks. That's the top high level things. But the first thing that we did was purchase QuickBooks, because once we got QuickBooks and I can automate those invoices and the communication became more streamlined with our customers and our vendors and the people that we conduct business with, it kind of just amplified our sustainability. Like everybody knew that we were headed in the right direction. So we're caregivers, we're parents, we're business owners, corporate pioneers. There's just a lot of moving pieces. And about 6 months in of doing this, starting to bleed my savings, because now we have another mouth to feed. But if you experience any type of like loss in your life and you've had to deal with estate planning and just making sure that everything is transferred, it's a tough process. We're 12 months in and the estate is still not closed. So Kirsten and I, we're not paying ourselves for the time that we're putting into the landscape company. That's tough. So about 6 to 8 months in, I decided it was time for me to go get that bag. Because before Kirsten's mom passed away, we were moving to Ireland, picked up my job as a client, picked up another client and another client just to, you know what I mean, keep the bag coming in while I was overseas. Cut them off when Kirsten's mom passed away. No income coming in for me as a man. That's tough. I'm doing everything I can to sustain this new business, take care of my family, make sure Kirsten's stress levels is down, making sure her little sister feels like family. She's loved. She's appreciated. It was a lot. It was a lot personally as a man. And the time wasn't there, But I knew that we ain't gonna go into no hole just to sustain this lifestyle and pray that things are gonna continue to move forward. So I began looking for a job at that 6 to 8 month mark. And it took me about 3 to 4 months to find the right position. The PR agency that I was a sales and marketing manager for, we specialize in B2B SaaS companies. So without all the jargon and lingo, that's just tech companies. We specialize in tech companies. So around that same time, the market began to suffer. I mean, if you know anything about Silicon Valley Bank and all of the crazy nonsense that happened with that, like jobs are being lost, specifically in the tech industry and every other industry that you look at, the economy is suffering. So I was interviewing for jobs that was below me as an individual. It didn't matter because my family could use the finances, but also for jobs that I was well overqualified for. I've never been in a position where I'm interviewing for a job and the interviewer stops the interview and says, "Why are you here?" I was like, for that J-O-B, what you mean why I'm here? And he said, "Hey, this position, I can't hire you for because you take this job, I'm going to have to promote you or you're going to find another spot in our organization and I'm going to have to backfill this role too fast." Okay, that's cool. So continue to interview. Then my perspective changed. Rather than just continue with the interview for jobs, it's going to, you know what I mean, check that box of bringing in the cash flow. Why don't I find a job to give me the skill sets that I'm looking to acquire to help me in my entrepreneurial journey? So a little background on myself. I went to college for public relations. After graduation, I took a sales consultant role in Philadelphia. That role gave me the foundation I needed to really understand what the workforce is all about. That job punched me in my jaw. Just because coming out of college, making $80,000 as a base, and then unlimited bonus, unlimited commission, boy, way too much money in my pocket. Irresponsible, whatever. Went from that job, became a sales and marketing manager in Chicago. And the majority of my experience, long story short, is in sales and marketing. In my most recent role at the PR agency, I put on my operational hat just because once I could manage employees and work laterally within the different functions of our organization, I started to realize how important operational efficiencies are. So I wanted to sharpen that up. So during that time, I really picked up on my project management skill sets. So now that I have the sales, marketing, and operational skill sets taken care of, knowing that my long-term goal is to become a COO, CEO, or just in that C-suite or a serial entrepreneur, I needed to pick up my finance acumen, like ASAP. So open position for a pharma company in contract management. So within this contract management role, my project management skills will come into play just because I'll be working with legal, I'll be working with our clients, and I'll be working with my team on ensuring that payments are being made. And without getting too deep into the weeds, I was going to be in front of Excel sheets for the majority of my day. So it's a lot of Excel sheets and attention to detail. And that's what I needed in my life at that particular time. And I got hired on in May. So I started looking for jobs in November/December. And I didn't get hired for a job until May. So I probably went on 30, 40, maybe even 50 interviews before finding a job that fit what I wanted in a long term. So when you're interviewing companies, yes, they're interviewing you for that role, but you should be interviewing that company to see if they fit with who you are, the direction that you want to go, and can they give you the value in the long term? This company, check that box. So right now, just to give you a high level summary, working in corporate America in contract management, we own multiple businesses. We're parents to two beautiful girls, and our lives are very unpredictable. I'm still trying to figure it out, y'all. So despite all of these new responsibilities, I'm not even going to hold y'all. Like, I love the new direction of my life and my career. I hear people always say that when you have kids, they help you grow up. Before this, I was mature. I had my ducks in a row. I was very like purposeful in my actions. And I was honestly, I was a little bit too precise because Kirsten and I, every year, we would write down these plans. We would talk about, for instance, something as simple as I want to lose 30 pounds this year. We would break down that 30 pound goal this year in 12 months by the week. Okay, we need to lose X amount this week. We need to eat X amount each day, calorie wise. And we will break down our goals to where they became plans. And that type of planning became that much more of a stressor. So during this time, I've learned that we should be stubborn with our goals, but more flexible with our plans. Because as I just talked about for the last 20 minutes, that life will hit you with a 1-2, right, left, and you don't have anything that you can do about it but to pray, lean on the people that's around you, and keep pushing because life is not going to stop. So be stubborn with your goals, but please be flexible with your plans because life is not promised. So during this time, I've learned that SMART goals, they just don't work for me as an individual. And it's too unpredictable. I've learned that direction is so much more important than speed. So rather than just getting to point A to point B as fast as I can, I've ensured that I'm headed in the right direction. At the beginning of 2020, Kirsten and I wrote these goals asking each other what our next 10 years will look like. And something I wrote in there in 2020, I reread before accepting the job in May. And it almost brought me to tears. So I'm going to read this. I said, my life will be led by God and my decisions will always lead with the best interests of my family. My life will be full of love from family and friends. My schedule will be flexible enough for me to raise my children with Kirsten. We will own multiple properties so that our family can enjoy a vacation and a change of scenery. Our family will be financially secure and free. I will pass my knowledge on to generations to come. My goal is to be proud of my works and contributions to the world as I strive to be the highest versions of myself. I know that's very broad, but that's what I want overall for my life. So rather than focusing on saying, hey, I'm going to be this venture capitalist that has a diverse portfolio in multiple industries. I'm going to specialize in marketing and business and become an expert in improving millions of lives, businesses, and industries all over the world. Like, the what can change? What if I don't want to be a VC and I go into private equity? Or what if I decide to, say, forget all of that? Can I not own businesses? Can I not own properties? The what can change, but the direction, just knowing that I want the flexibility of my life, I can really pinpoint what type of jobs is going to give me the flexibility, or what type of businesses I'm going to own to give me that flexibility, or what type of people do I need to hire for the businesses that I own that will help me grow and help the company grow. Those are the type of questions that I'm asking myself right now. And just knowing that I'm working a great job, providing for my family, we're building this business, and we're making an impact in our community, it feels good. It feels really good. I want to continue this road. I know that I want to learn about business acquisitions. I know that I have a passion for evaluations. I know that I love just building things from scratch. I know that I love investing in people and just seeing them thrive. There's just so much that I'm learning about myself during this season that I want to continue to share it. It's helping me become that much more of my authentic self. Sorry for the rambling and the circle of conversation, but I felt like that was the best way for me to really express what's been going on in Kirsten and I's lives. This next season for All Things Career is going to be purposeful, but I'm going to allow you all to let us know what you need most. Before our hiatus, Kirsten and I, we hosted a Stay Ready interview prep workshop where we provided free admission for career changers, students in college, students in high school that want to learn how to interview. During that time, you would work with career coaches, individuals that will help you with interviewing. We will help restructure and repurpose your resume. We give you LinkedIn learning, and you walked away with a headshot. So we've hosted two in the last year, and they both were phenomenal. Just knowing that we made that type of impact, we want to continue doing that. But I also want to make sure that that content is accessible for the people that don't live in Indianapolis or in Indiana currently. So my next few episodes, I'm going to pull a lot of that information into a tangible asset that you all can download and listen to on your own time. I'm going to be interviewing people on the spot, meaning that, yes, I know I have guests on the show, but as I mentioned during this segment, that there are people still struggling to find jobs. So I want to give out free mock interview. So I'm going to find individuals that needs help trending on social media and trending on LinkedIn to find their career. And Kirsten and I, we're going to give you a free mock interview, and we're going to send out that video to corporate recruiters. We're going to help people get jobs. There's just so much that we have in store to help build this community of All Things Career. And I appreciate you all for being a part of it.
You've been listening to All Things Career. Make sure you subscribe to learn more ways to increase your value. And don't let what you learned today go to waste. Leave a review and let us know how you plan on using today's content to improve your career. Thanks for listening.